Good afternoon, Lambert Jewelers.
Hey, it's Emily. How are you?
Oh my God, I have a good story. Well, it's not a good story.
Oh, dear. Whatever you have time.
Oh my God, are you ready for this? I'm
what?
Still working with him. Well, thank God I dumped him on Lizzie.
The Asher guy?
The guy with the yes. I thought we were all settled on doing a yellow gold shank with a white gold bezel, 3mm. I even charged him for it. Now he's changing the whole fucking thing.
Of what?
He called the other day, and I said, I think it's going to be done, John, blah, blah, blah. And he's in New York, and he's like, well, wait, I haven't seen any design. I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Oh,
we discussed what you wanted. So now he's changed the whole thing. I think Lizzie has zeroed in. I mean, back and forth with pictures and blah, blah, blah. And
oh, my God.
First we were going to do two-tone. Now he wants it all yellow. And is it going to be strong? And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm so glad she's taken that over because I'm ready to kill myself.
Not only that, it's the middle of the holiday. Like, he expected, like,
well, and
what?
He wants it for Christmas. I'm like, he's got to make a decision. We're running out of time.
He's got to make it, like, now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, my goldsmith was already ready to set it. He was literally getting ready to set it. I didn't text him and say, stop. And he's so awesome. He's like, you know, it's not a problem. Don't worry. We can set it. It's fine.
That's good. Oh, my God.
So, and I, you know, but I'm like, what a pain in the ass. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Seriously?
I just had a woman who called
and said we missed typed an appraisal for her mother's estate. We didn't do it as a state. We did it as an insurance, and it caused a big fight in the family. No, this is from March. Now it's coming up.
Right.
Caused a big fight in the family. Her brother's not talking to her, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
So then we couldn't find the appraisal in our system. It would not come up on our computer. Everything's saved. We can't find it, of course. So Lizzie goes into the basement. We find the original paperwork, and the taken paperwork had estate checked off, but then it was scratched out, and it was checked for insurance. And I told her that. I said, this was changed in front of you when you were here. So I said, I don't know what the discussion was. She goes, well, that can't be right. And I'm like, well, I'm telling you, that's why it was typed as insurance. I said, if it's that big of a deal, I'm like, take 40% off the prices. And then if people need to pay it, pay for it. That's what you figure it on.
Right.
Plus, I said, all the figures are, they're all relatives. So
what's
the big deal? If nobody's paying the estate for it, who cares?
Right.
But she said, now my brother's not talking to me, and he's all pissed off, and she's on the phone in tears, and I'm like,
my gosh.
Now, she did know that I wouldn't be able to do it till after the first of the year. That she
well, that's
me.
Good.
She knew that. So she's going to email me a copy, so maybe if I get a downtime on a Sunday or something, I can do it.
You can type it out real quick and
type it out really quick
over.
And then just scan it and email it back to her so she can get it straightened out. But I'm like, I said to her, this is just stuff. It's not worth causing more. And she said, I don't disagree.
It's got to be the brother then.
She was made co-trustee with one of the brothers, and she said, this has been ugly.
She
said they're all. She said my family's not listening to me. She's like they're not taking my word for it. I'm
death
like,
brings
oh
out the worst
God.
In people sometimes.
Oh, I told her that. I said when people die, I said people get crazy. I had a customer. Oh my God, this man bought would give his wife anything, and he bought big jewelry from us. They had 10 kids. All the jewelry's going to the girls. The mother is sick. She's like on the bed delving it out, and like with the 3-4 daughters saying, "Okay, this is what I want each one of you to get." And then she died like 3 days later, and they didn't really finish it, and then it turned into a big clusterfuck.
Uh-oh.
They had Alzheimer's. It was ugly. And then, people were getting all pissed. And her brothers were, like, holding it hostage, like, wow, this isn't fair. And it finally got straightened out, and the girls got what they were due.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, seriously, you people are being a pain in the ass? And they had oodles of money, these people. That guy,
that's what it is at the end of the day. It's just
this family was it was the solo cup family. Nicest people
really?
You ever want to meet. You never knew they did. You never know they had. But this guy's father is the one who invented the covers for the cups that we all get from Starbucks with
the
lid.
That was his invention. So he
invention.
Got
so I don't know. There was money. There was well, and then they got screwed out of a lot of it. There was a lot of other shit that went down. Was unfortunate, but I don't know. But, 10 kids, there's talk about different personalities.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. So, never ends.
You
all right,
literally,
Alexia,
I feel
know.
Like, have all the crazies.
Oh my God! Well, we were just saying, Lizzie just said that to me. Your last two customers have been so incredibly painful. They've been painful to deal
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
You know, and then I had one that was so easy. That was like, I just want a solitaire. I just want a six-prong, simple, plain solitaire.
Was that the Karen Half one? That was, I think, the Karen Half guy, wasn't
it? I think, yeah. Yeah, it was. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was great. Yeah. Engaged to the daughter of my oldest friend. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. He was so easy.
That's
all right. I'm at
Well, if you need anything, though, even jewelry, let me know.
Okay.
I'm even here tomorrow, 10 to 5, shipping free for Monday. Okay.
Okay, there you go, and I'll leave you with this. Do you know what the difference is between a penis and a bonus?
No, I'm curious.
Your wife will always blow your bonus.
Oh, my God, yes. I love it.
I don't know. You better not tell that in the office. You might have to go to HR. All right,
I know.
I'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.